opportunities.
Part of the community.
The next idea.
A culture for innovation is a culture with a sense of destiny, a sense of that tomorrow is going to be better than today. That's what the word progress means.
How can students who are not privileged pay for higher education? How do young people not lucky enough to be born into a financially comfortable family manage rising tuition for colleges and universities? Our latest contributors to The Next Idea have an idea that is truly breaking ground and tackles these important questions. It's a program that gives every kindergartner in Barry County a savings account for post-secondary education, and they think this is an idea that can be used all throughout Michigan. Bonnie Geddes is the president and CEO of the Barry Community Foundation. And Megan Kursik is here. She's with the Community Economic Development Association of Michigan. Bonnie, you're getting ready to launch the Kickstart to Careers program. So I just want to make sure we're clear. Every kindergartner in Barry County gets a savings account for post-secondary ed?
Every single one. Even our homeschooled students that actually register with our public schools are eligible for that. So we're not just limiting this to public school systems. We're talking every single child. Parochial.
Go ahead. You're talking every single child.
Yeah, every single child. $50 per child. So the really cool part is that we just had a family foundation called the Doug and Margaret DeCamp Foundation that really was interested in the program and decided to actually seed the account at $90,000 for a 3-year pilot program. And within 6 weeks of seeding the program, came back to me and said, oh, we can't just seed this. We need to make sure it lasts forever. So they brought us enough dollars and put it into the Kickstart to Career Fund to forever endow the fund.
Well, that's a great start. And you haven't even actually, you know,
right.
You're just launching it
right
now.
Right.
Okay, Megan, explain to us, how does this work?
So we start with auto enrollment into a restricted savings account for post-secondary education and training. So we don't just consider only four-year college your option, but anything beyond high school that's going to get you a credential to help to gain living wage employment as an adult. So we begin with three core partners, which is a custodian, so the Barry Community Foundation in this case, a financial institution, and school districts. Between those three entities, we're able to get some information about our kids, open an account under the tax ID number of the custodian, and then get enrollment out to the kids, get them their account packets, and from there they get to begin saving.
So every account has that child's name,
mm-hmm.
but it's only for this, so no one can tap into it for anything other than post-secondary. And then is it added to every year? I mean, you start with the $50, then what?
So then it becomes the child and their family's responsibility to begin adding to the account. So when we call it a kickstart, it really is just that. It's a kickstart to career. So then the other part about this is that in our county, we just have some really significant and generous people that really believe in what we do. So when they heard about this last fall, there was a gentleman who was failing in health, and he talked to the people that were going to be the executors of his estate, and he mentioned to them that he really liked this idea. So they had set aside $500,000 for the Barry Community Foundation, and when it came in, the executors decided it should become a match fund that would then match dollars that families and children contribute to their account. This will match those dollars. So it's an incentive to start that habit of saving.
And when one thinks of over the years, so let's say a kindergartner, and then you're looking down the road 12, 13 years before it's time to start paying tuition it to whatever it is, then you've seen all of that working. And
right.
I suppose the more you see it grow, the more you're inclined to want to stash more away.
Exactly. So we really think of the accounts as laying the train tracks so that children, their families, parents, grandparents, but even their broader community, like their church or their individual school or neighborhood association, can actually link into those tracks as well. So we really see the opportunities for growth as exponential.
Tell us why this is so crucial.
So we know that in the next few years, the U.S. and really Michigan as a state are going to be facing some challenges when it comes to having an educated workforce prepared for the jobs that are going to be out there. There's been estimations that up to 20 million jobs will not have sort of a U.S. worker prepared to fill it by 2020. And on the flip side, though, what's really exciting is that college savings greatly impacts a student's ability to actually achieve a post-secondary credential. And so there's some national research out there that's found that students of any income level, including low-income students, are actually four times more likely to complete a post-secondary credential when they have savings.
So knowing that there's something in the pot, something that has been fed through the years as they go through grade school and middle school and high school, is a real driver, isn't it?
It is. It's an absolutely critical driver. And I also think about those rural places like where I live and the transition and the generational transfer of skilled workforce in the places where I live. And that's a real concern to our manufacturers, that we're not putting those folks in place. The people that stay behind are not the ones that are the ones that they're going to be able to plug in to where they need those employees.
Well, Bonnie, in your essay for The Next Idea, I'm gonna read a little bit of what you wrote here, that we should shift the burden of saving for college in Michigan from the sole duty of parents to a shared community responsibility. Why should this be everyone's concern and not just those who have school-age kids?
So the thing that concerns me probably the most is the rising cost of college education and the inability for students and families to be able to afford that degree or credentialing necessary to create that sustainable wage platform. So we really feel that long term, this creates several mechanisms in community. It creates a culture of saving. It creates a culture of understanding that when you need something, when you want something, you have to wait and work for that. I think that's something that has changed in our culture with the advent of technology, and even fast food has created this opportunity for us to just get something instantaneously. So, but then the piece of the whole family understanding financial literacy. And so that is a whole piece that we're putting into this as well, that it's not just the child. This is a financial literacy opportunity for the whole community.
And Megan, in order to expand this, in your essay, you're calling for financial institutions, the Michigan Department of Treasury, and tech innovators. Everybody come together and create a new hybrid lending model to help ease the participation of more banks and credit unions. Why is this important?
So we think that the model that's being implemented in Barry County, but then also in Lansing as well, is something that we could take to every community in Michigan. The barrier to doing so is raising that initial seed and then match dollars. So we think a great idea would be to have local communities pull together local funds to start a program, but then those funds could be matched by this statewide fund put into through larger foundations, financial institutions, really any number of possible benefactors. We also think the message of creating such a fund would really get this out there to more communities. But again, we'd have some local commitment and then a statewide match commitment as well.
And as you mentioned, Lansing, so we know that Lansing's doing the same for its kindergartners. So are these the only two programs we know of in the state at this point?
Yes, like this? Exactly.
What are you hearing from people throughout Michigan? Are they kind of keeping a close eye on how this all takes off in Lansing and Barry County?
Definitely, especially with Bonnie's great work. So she has been an inspiration to smaller, even more rural communities, and I think that's really exciting. This idea started in San Francisco. So the thought of going from one city to another city in Lansing was, you know, a congruent next step. But for smaller communities, there was a little hiccup in that the municipal government capacity maybe isn't the same as a large city like Lansing. And so who could serve as that custodian? Bonnie has really stepped up, and the Barry Community Foundation is showing potential for community foundations to be that lead entity in communities that might not have the same level of municipal commitment or capacity. And so I think that we have a great opportunity in Michigan to go throughout city governments, but also possibly community foundations, county governments, and create a model that could go throughout the state.
And Bonnie, you're going to launch the Kickstart Careers program this coming January. I want to know in your mind when you think about this, what's your long-term vision? How do you hope this will affect Barry County in the long run?
So my dream, my ultimate dream, that is that in 12 years from this January, from May actually, mm-hmm. I'll watch that first cohort of kids walk across the graduation stage. And it's not about the $50. It's about the inspiration that we're creating in them and the knowledge that they can be anything they want to be. So walking with them and helping them to really understand what their passion is, what they want to be, and then helping them to get there. So when I watch kids do everything from go to U of M to actually go to a trade or certification school because they want to be an electrician or they want to be the most incredible auto mechanic or they want to be whatever that is, whatever they choose to be. Maybe it's a broadcaster. Maybe they want to be a DJ. I don't know. But, you know, it's what they want. It's their passion. And so they'll get to have a life like I do where every morning I wake up, I get to do exactly what I love to do, and my life is so full. And that's my dream.
Bonnie Geddes is president and CEO of Barry Community Foundation, and Megan Kursik is with the Community Economic Development Association of Michigan. You'll find their essay on the Next Idea page at michiganradio.org. And as always, we'd love to hear your thoughts. You can put them in the comments section or on Twitter at NextIdeaMI or on Michigan Radio's Facebook page. Thanks to both of you, and we'll have to be following up and see how things are, especially after you get this launched in January and you start seeing these little ones make their way through.
We'll send pictures.
Thank you.